见我安静心会弟兄姐妹们，你们好。
Brother and sister, peace be with you.
愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督都归于你们。
May the peace, love, and faith from Jesus Christ be with you.
很高兴今天又有机会能够在这里跟你们大家一起分享神的话语。
So I'm glad to be here again to share God's words with you.
我曾经服侍过的教会金门基督教会是在旧金山的列治文区那个 Richmond 区。
I once served at Golden Gate Christian Church in San Francisco, Richmond District.
这个 Richmond 区是个非常中心的位置。
A central location.
在金门教会牧会的时候，我呢常常告诉金门教会的弟兄姐妹们，还有别人。
I often told the pastor and others while I served there.
我说我们金门教会十分的蒙福。
So this church is so blessed.
教会有一个很大的前院。
With a huge front yard.
还有一个很大的后院。
And a big backyard.
前后院都布满充满着荣美艳丽的花花草草还有树木。
And both full of blooming beautiful flowers and plants.
那你们知道金门教会的前院还有后院在哪里呢？
So do you know their front yard and backyard? Where are they located?
让我们看看这张的旧金山三藩市。
Let's look at the map.
你们可以这个放大的旧金山的地图。
So this is an enlarged map of San Francisco, cities of San Francisco.
你们可以看到著名的金门大桥在北边。
So in the north, the famous Golden Gate Bridge.
然后呢，那个红点呢是金门教会的位置。
The red dot is where Golden Gate Christian Church located.
教会的北边就是那个 Park Presidio, 旧金山军营国家公园。
North of the church is Park Presidio.
然后呢，在教会的我们的南边是著名的金门公园 Golden Gate Park.
And south of the church is the famous Golden Gate Park.
我说金门教会的后院就是那个军营国家公园。
The backyard is Park Presidio.
然后呢，前院是什么？
Where's the front yard?
对，就是金门公园
Golden Gate.Park.
当我在教会里面工作，有时候觉得有点累的时候，想一个人安静的话。
So sometimes when I tired in church, when I'm alone,
我就选择到教会的后院，那个军营国家公园去走走。
So I decided to walk into the backyard, the Park Presidio,
来看看大自然的风景。
To see, enjoy the beauty of the nature.
看看那些的松树，那是 pine tree.
The giant pine.
还有那是柏树，那是 cypress.
Or the cypress.
还有桉树，eucalyptus 等等。
And many other eucalyptus.
但如果我要看各种各类的花草的话
，If I want to view some flowers,
同时希望去看看人群，看人呢
，Or observe people.
去蹭热闹。
Yard the Golden Gate Park.
无论去前院或者后院，都看到荣美艳丽的这个花草树木。
But both backyard and front yard full of many kinds of flowers and plants.
也同时呢，我也看到更新复兴，还有看到更新的生命。
And also see the life renewed every day.
在金门教会这个我们的前院金门公院。特别在暑假的时候去看了许多不同的花花草草，风景非常的美。
In Golden Gate Park, especially in the summer, it's so gorgeous, full of all kinds of flowers and plants.
特别在金门公园里面的玫瑰园，那个 Rose Garden.
So, and the scenery of the Rose Garden.
这一张呢，在我这个有一次在暑期的时候。 所拍的在那个玫瑰园所拍的照片。
So that's where I took it in the summer.
但是呢，过了几个月之后，也就是一月底啊，一月底再回去玫瑰园的时候，就看见那些花不见了，看不到了。
Couple months later, at the end of the January, there's no more flowers.
我就是看到玫瑰的枝子没有花。
Only branches without flowers in the rose garden.
让我们再靠近来看看。
So let's get closer.
发生了什么事情？
What did you see?
对，原来那些玫瑰刚好被修剪了。
They were recently pruned.
玫瑰这个修剪分为这个生长期、修剪还有这个休眠期来修剪。
According to growing and hibernating stages.
那为什么有修剪玫瑰呢？
Why pruning?
原来经常修剪可以使那些玫瑰花、那些玫瑰的植株有更新。
It can renew the plant.
它们可以生长旺盛。
To grow better.
还有它们的树形端正。
And the shape.
并且可以延长开花的年限。
And extend the longevity.
就好像这些玫瑰花。那么的漂亮。
So the wonderful roses.
好，那我刚刚跟你们上完这个修剪玫瑰这个101的课程。
So I just finished a prune roses 101.
那么接下来呢，我要跟你们上这个修剪属灵生命的101。
Now it's pruning spiritual life 101.
玫瑰需要修剪。
Roses needs pruning.
要经常的来修剪。才能够使玫瑰有更新。
The regular to renew the roses.
同样，我们属灵的生命也需要不断的被圣灵来修剪。
In the same token, our spiritual life needs to be pruned by the Holy Spirit constantly.
使我们有更新的生命。
So that our life can be renewed.
那些不合神心意的性格。
Get rid of the characteristics not pleasing to the God.
那些的不合神心意的行为思想都需要神来改变。
The behavior and thinking displeasing to God need to be changed.
神的选民以色列同样需要神被神来修剪。
In the same token, God's chosen people, Israelites, needs to be pruned from God.
神在旧约那个时期来修剪以色列。
In the Old Testament,
来看到神怎么修剪以色列。
So how God pruned the Israelite.
然后在新约那个时期也同样来修剪他们。
As well as in New Testament time.
甚至呢，新约后的今天仍然修剪以色列。
Even today, God continued to prune the Israelites.
在修剪的过程中，神的慈爱恩典，包括神的应许，仍然实现。
During pruning, God still shows grace, tender mercy, and keep His promise.
最惊人的就是神应许以色列复国的预言。
Especially after 2,000 years, fulfilled the promise of restoration of Israel.
对，就在那个以色列这个王国家没有了超过2000年之后，竟然应验，竟然复国。
So they were no longer a country for over 2,000 years, then restored.
大卫这个73年前，也就是1948年，当时呢以色列总理大卫本古里安，他做了个正式的宣布。
So 1948, the president of Israel formally proclaimed the existence of Israel.
他说基于民族及历史的权利。
By the rights of history and our race.
以及联合国的决议。
And the resolution of United Nations.
特此在这里宣布犹太人的国家在巴勒斯坦正式成立。
Now I declare formally a Jewish state will establish in Palestine.
国家的名字为以色列。
And the nation shall named Israel.
这一段充满这个情感的宣告。
It's a very emotional proclamation.
使这个全世界还有那个住在巴勒斯坦 那些60万的犹太人，他们兴奋不已啊。
So the Jewish all around the world were so excited.
因为这个国家没有亡国之后超过2000年，他们经历保利那些的创伤的那些以色列警人，神迹的他们在自己的国家、自己的国土上能够再有自己的国家。
So it's a miracle that after 2,000 years, an Israelite reestablished as a nation in their homeland.
这是20世纪最大的神迹。
So this is the greatest miracle in the 20th century.
它也准确地应验了圣经的预言。
And rightfully fulfilled the prophecy in Bible.
肯定了圣经的权威，还有神的真实。
So confirmed the inerrancy of the Bible.
也见证神对他的选民的爱。
Also witnessed God's love to his people.
这件事提醒我们，我们的神是信实的神。
So this reminds us our God is faithful.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌一样，神，他感谢主，他的信实。
As the song we just sung, great is thy faithfulness.
也提醒了我们，神在以色列还有工作要完成。
Also remind us there's unfinished job in Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们属灵的生命也需要不断的被神、被圣灵来修剪。
Dear brother and sister, our spiritual life needs to be pruned by the Holy Spirit continuously.
那些不合神心意的性格、行为、思想，都需要靠神来改变。
To change a character and behaviors not pleasing to God.
在这个修剪的过程中，你会感觉到不容易。
It's not easy to be pruned.
你会感觉到孤单，甚至痛苦。
Sometimes lonely and painful.
但是你需要，你必须谦卑在神的面前。
You need to humble before God.
降服在他旨意的底下。
Submit to his will.
因为神的慈爱。
Because his love and mercy.
And 他的应许仍然实现。
And his promise never fail.
之后你会得着一个更新的生命。
And your life will be renewed.
同时活出更新的生命。
And live out a renewed life.
我们每一个人都有我们的过去。
We all have our past.
可能那些过去的事情是好的。
Some were good.
可能是坏的。
Some were bad.
无论是好是坏，他们有这个相同点，就是他们都已经成为过去了。
Regardless, good or bad, they are in the past.
过去的事已经发生，不能改变。
What happened, happened.
但是你可以选择让过去继续来影响你的未来。
You can choose to let your past affect your future.
或是你选择不让过去来影响你的未来。
Or not let your past affect your future.
而许多过去的事情往往带给我们不好的一些的回忆。
Some past brought bad memories.
那变成负面的或者直接的影响我们。
So negatively affecting us.
如果不要让过去来影响我们的未来，我们必须去旧迎新。
So that's why we need to rid of the old and receive the new.
就正如我们在家里我们住的房子无论多大多小，总是不能够不断的来添置新的家具，还有新的衣服等等，却没有先清除那些老旧的东西，话只会造成新旧堆塞， 的现象。
If not, then you'll be a trash bin in your house.
即这个主外地方，还有这个限制使用的方便。
The limit in the usage and the, your space.
人生的情况也是这样。
So our life is quite similar.
如果我们不肯，所谓肯心的话，去舍弃救我的性情。
So if we decide not to change our old self,
就会难以让新的生命在我们这个身上来成长，还有活现。
The new life cannot grow and manifest.
圣经在、哦、这个变了颜色，那是 PowerPoint。圣经在以弗所书第四章20-24节。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verses 20-24.
你们看不到，我可以读给你们听哈。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verses 20-24, that, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds.And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
在今天早上，我盼望你们细心的自我检讨。
I want to remind you to reflect on yourself.
问问自己，在我生命中，在我的生活中，各样层面有没有更新呢？
So to see whether your life or the way of your living renewed every day.
我有否还有那些剩余的老我性情性格还没有被摆脱呢？
So there's still old self left.
有的话，我们就需要来仰望我们的主耶稣基督给我们能力。
If so, we need to look upon Jesus Christ to give you.Power,
帮助你去更新改变
help us to renew and change,
成长新人的那种的美善性情
to grow something righteous and holiness.
如果不是的话，我们的生命每一天、每一个月、每一年来堆积越来越多那些的坏脾气和那些的坏品行和那个性格。
So otherwise, our old self, the bad characters and behavior will continue to accumulate.
会直接的负面的影响，不是单单影响你自己，还有影响你那个这个周围那些人，包括你所爱的人。
Exert negative effects not just on yourself, but also people around you, especially the people you love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你已经信主了。
You are believers.
但是你 是否是一个新造的人呢？
Are you a new creation?
你的生命有没有更新呢？
Any renewal in your life?
有一位非基督徒向现代神学家John Piper 牧师发出了一个挑战性的问题。
There's a theologian presented a challenge question.
他被一位不信主的非基督徒问他一个问题。
Some atheist asked him a question.
那个非基督徒说，虽然我不是基督徒，但是呢，我有许多基督徒朋友。
Even though I'm not a Christian, but I have many Christian friends.
但是他们的那些的言行举止跟我们不信的人都是一样。
But Christian behavior is not much different than atheist.
反而有时候他们所讲的 他们所做的比我们那些不信主的更差。
Sometimes even worse.
如果这样的话我为什么要信主呢？
If so, why should I believe in Christ?
那么 John Piper 牧师回答他。
So this is his response.
他说这都是因为你还没有遇上真正的基督徒。
Because you haven't met a true Christian.
今天的经文讲到并且穿上这个新人。
So today we talk about put on a new self.
意思说要我们去旧迎新。
Means ridding the old, welcoming the new.
叫我们心智改换一新，有更新。
Transform and renew our heart and mind.
要知道现在活着的不再是我。
Now no longer live it for yourself.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
神让我们有机会穿上新人。
God let us put on the new self.
这个新人是照着神的形象造的。
According to the image of God.
有真理的仁义还有圣洁。
In true righteousness and holiness.
如果我们没有穿上新人，我们就没有真理还有仁义还有圣洁。
Without new self, we will not have true righteousness and holiness.
如果这样的话，就跟神所赐给生命，所赐下那些新的生命，这个隔绝了，没有。
So separated from the life given by God.
这个非常重要、严肃的反思还有调整。
This is an important and somber reflection and adjustment.
其实一个信主的人应该有以下两方面的更新。
But there should be two areas of renewal.
第一方面是从这个宏观，所谓那个 macroscopic view 来看。
First from the macroscopic perspective.
也就是说，我们生命上有更新，我们的生命有更新。
Christian life renewal.
第二方面是从这个微观的角度，所谓这个 microscopic view 来看，这是我们生活上的更新。
The second area, microscopic perspective, that's about living renewal.
首先，让我们从宏观这个生命上的更新的角度来看更新。
First, from microscopic perspective.
而生命上的更新也可以从两方面来看到。
There are also two areas.
第一方面，我们看到这个心智的更新。
First, renewal of the mind.
当一个人信主的时候，他的心意获得更新。
So when we first believe in the Lord, our mind will be renewed.
他生命的动力也得到改变。
And the motive will be changed.
在他还没有信主之前，他们的他的心隐这个心隐如石。
So before the heart of stone.
他们不在乎神，也不会敬畏神。
They care less about God.
他们的心对神是刚硬的。
So it's a hardened heart.
但是当神重生了一个人的时候，那个人就有了新的态度。
When renewed by God, there will be a new attitude.
他有新的意志，还有新的动机。
So we have new mind and new motives.
神借着以西结，在以西结书第36章26跟27节有这样的对于这个新心一个描述。
So Ezekiel chapter 36, 27, verses 26 and 27 talk about the new heart.
这里说我耶和华也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
So I'm giving you a new heart. Put a spirit in you, and get rid your body from a stone heart, because I will give you a heart of flesh and put spirit in you, so that you will obey my laws and follow my command.
在这段经文里面，神告诉我们说，神赐的那些的新心，或者是那个更新，是彻底的。
So the new heart is complete.
是外在还有内涵的，有内涵的。
Both from out and in.
使我们真的成为一个新造的人。
So that we will be a new creation.
神的所谓那些换心手术。是将那个石头般的那些这个坚硬的心除掉。
So it's a heart transplant, get rid of a hardened heart.
然后换上一颗有灵、有血、有肉的心。
In exchange, a heart of flesh.
我很喜欢听这个民歌组合Peter, Paul and Mary.
So I like to hear a folk song, Peter, Paul and Mary.
他们所唱的民歌我都喜欢。
I like all their folk songs.
譬如 Blowing in the Wind, 500 Miles, Puff the Magic Dragon.
像五千里，然后在风里漂泊。
在一个演唱的会中，当他们重唱六七十年代的旧老歌的时候，
So during the concert, when they sing the song in the 60s and 70s,
他们在分享一些个人的感受
and share their personal experience.
比较特别的是 Paul 他的分享
So what stick out was the sharing of Paul.
Paul 他是一位基督徒
He is a Christian.
Paul 他说他自己有三个祷告的阶段。
So he has three stages in his prayer.
也表示他不同的人生。
And different stages in his life.
他说，在他十岁之前，他是这样的祷告。
So before 10 years old, he prayed it this way.
他说，神啊，如果世界真是有你，有神，如果神你在天上的话，求你送给我一部。这个脚踏车给我。
So if you're real, give me a bicycle.
然后呢，当他十岁到三十岁的期间，他这样的祷告。
So he prayed this way when between 10 years old to 30 years old.
说神啊，如果你能够帮助我脱离这个困境，我以后不会再做这样的事情。
Dear God, if you can help me get rid of this difficulty, I will not do the same.
然后三十岁之后，他这样祷告。
After 30, he prayed this way.
神啊，愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
当我们生命有成长，我们的祷告会从这个自我，然后转向上帝。
When we grow spiritually, the center of prayer will turn from ourselves to Lord.
俗语说，那天增旭月，人增寿。
There's an adage: heaven adds time, man ages.
我们每一个人今年特别多增，所谓增寿一天还有一秒，实在应该是高兴，我们需要感恩的。
Regardless of day or second, we should give thanks.
我盼望愿你们的生命从多有自己。少有神，成长到少有自己，多有神。
May your life turn more of yourself, less of God, to less of yourself, more of God.
然后呢，再到没有自己，只有神。
Eventually, none of yourself, all of God only.
生命成长是一个历程。
Life to maturity is a process.
第二，生命上的更新，我们可以从这个悟性那个 understanding 那个更新来看到。
So secondly, we can learn from renewal of the understanding.
这个当一个人成为基督徒的时候，他的悟性也会得到更新。
So when you become a Christian, the understanding will be renewed.
他拥有新的思想的方式。
So there's a new way of thinking.
他坚信神的事情不是主观的幻想。
So he knows what he believes is not imagination.
而是那个客观的真理。
And it's an objective truth.
他知道基督教的教义是确实可信的。
So he knows the meaning of a Christian is really believable.
信徒对神的作为的认识也是新的。
And believers' view of God also renewed.
因为现在他看到整个世界都在彰显神的作为。
So he sees the world manifest by God.
如同诗人大卫他新的悟性让他看到神的创造。
So especially when David wrote about the creation of God.
让他诉说神的荣耀。
About the glory of God.
在诗篇十九篇第一到第六节。
So Psalm 19 verses 1 to 6.
我会用中文念出来，然后你们可以看到用英文一起跟 James 读出来。中文诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢人奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有异物被隐藏，不得他的热气。
English together, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out in all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run its course.It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth.
大卫也看到神借着他自己的护理之工在平常生活上的作为。
So God sees, David sees God in everything, in his daily life.
譬如神遏制邪恶。
So God got rid of the evil.
他扶持了这个良善
，and approved the proud。
大卫还有看到神在别人还有自己的生命中的作为
，and also see what God has done in his life and others' life。
是的，一个从上帝而来的新生命必然会更新那人的外表。
A renewed life from God will change his exterior in life as well。
但是呢，也更新。那个人的内心使这个人里外一致
especially renew his mind so that there's a congruency inside and outside
16年前我还没有搬到这个南加来服事
16 years ago I haven't moved down to Southern California yet
那个时候我跟师母还在旧金山在金门教会牧会
So my wife and I were still serving in the Golden Gate Christian Church.
我参加那个时候，我参加我十分敬爱神的仆人刘成业牧师Reverend Daniel Lau 的追思礼拜。
So I attend a memorial service, Reverend Riley Lau, truly loved God. He truly loved God.
Yeah, Reverend Daniel Lau, 刘牧师。也是我服侍这个我刚退休服侍的教会罗省华人播道会前主任牧师。
He also the senior pastor of LA church.
我可以告诉你，我从来没有参加过一个比刘成业牧师 更感动的追思礼拜。
So that's the most touching memorial service I ever attended.
那个更令我流下那么多的眼泪。
The tears tearing down from my face.
但是那些不是忧伤的泪水哦。
But that's not tears of sorrow.
乃是感动的泪水。
And tears of being touched.
依依不舍的泪水。
So of course we don't like to see him go.
同时也是安慰的泪水。
But also very comforting.
胜利的泪水。
Overcoming tears.
这有一位弟兄来形容刘成业牧师拥有新造的生命，是一位里外一致的一位仆人。
So one brother, the eulogy mentioned about Reverend's renewed heart, consistent in and out.
神所重用的那一位谦卑的伟人。
So God used his humble servant, Reverend Lau.
我赞同那位弟兄的分享。
I fully agree the sharing of this brother.
我在旧金山这个湾区有机会跟刘牧师一同的同工。
So I had the honor to serve with him in the Bay Area.
在那个时候，特别在我在圣何西的教会。
So I was pastoring in San Jose Church.
特别有一年，刘牧师他这个不辞劳苦，每个星期天开一个钟头的车，从那个去 San Jose 我们的教会做我们的教导牧师。
One period of time he was teaching a one-hour drive every Sunday to my church.
为着刘成业 Reverend Daniel Lau 牧师在地上活出更新的生命，我感谢主。
So I give thanks that he lived out a renewed life on earth.
好，让我们一起来看微观的角度，来看信主的人应该有的更新。
So that's from microscopic perspective, how the Christian living should be renewed.
所谓这个微观，就是我们的生活上的更新。
It's all about living, how to renew.
这个而生活上的更新也可以从四方面来看到。
There are four principles.
在探讨这个四大点之前，我要指出一个生活的原则来作为我们生活的那个基础。
Before further discussion, I'd like to point out the foundation of life, living.
在这个基础呢，在罗马书第十四章第八节。
So that's in Romans chapter 14, verses 8.
好，看到，我们一起来念，请。我们若
活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的人。English together. If we live, we live for the Lord. And we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
这节的经文告诉我们说，人只可以有两种的情况。
So this verse mentioned there's only two situations.
不是生就是死。
Either live or die.
这里举出基督徒生活一个大的原则。
So there's a major principle of Christians living.
无论是生是死，总要认定自己是属于我们主耶稣基督，我们是主的人。
Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
基督是所有信徒的主人。
So Christ, master of all Christians.
好，我们有这个生活的基础，让我们现在来从微观的角度来看更新。
Based on this foundation, let's discuss the four microscopic principles.
也就是在生活上的更新的四大点。
So that's the four areas Christian living renewal.
第一，敬拜。得着更新。
First, our worship is renewed.
一位信主的人，在他生活上，他对神、对上帝敬拜也会焕然一新。
So we will renew our worship to the Lord.
从前他敬拜神只是出于习惯。
But in the past, worship's just like going through motion.
他的敬拜可能出于这个义务。
From obligation.
或者出于这个被迫。
Or compelled.
又或者他在敬拜上帝的环境中长大。
Or he just grew up in such environment.
但是呢，他的心从来没有投入敬拜。
But his heart was never in it.
以前敬拜上帝对他个人毫无意义。
In the past, worship meant nothing in his life.
而今，上帝更新了他。
Once renewed by God.
他对敬拜的心态有改变。
So his attitude of worship is transformed.
他对上帝的敬拜有圣灵的帮助。
With the help of Holy Spirit.
他用心灵真理来敬拜神。
He worshipped with truth and spirit.
正如耶稣基督在约翰福音第四章二十三节所提到的。
As Christ mentioned in John chapter 4, verses 23.
我们一起念，时候
将到，
如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
English together. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
心灵的敬拜是以基督为中心，顺服在上帝的旨意底下。
So we need to humble to God's will and worship Christ as the center.
上帝是个灵，所以呢，要求发自心灵的真诚来敬拜他。
So God is spirit. That's why we need to worship in spirit and truth.
虽然我们往往不能够按照我们自己所想的，按照自己所期望的那种的心态来敬拜神。
No, we no longer worship God based on our own expectation.
虽然我们不能够完全的理解我们所敬拜的神他三位一体的奥秘。
Even can't comprehend the mystery of Trinity.
但是我们的敬拜仍然含有这个真实诚恳的成分。
We still worship with truth and sincerity.
我们看一张的照片。
So let's see a photo.
这是什么？
What is it?
火星不是太阳，对 clothes
so this is sun
对，这个是太阳哈，你们十分聪明哈，这个眼力看得到哈，眼睛不错
the good vision
太阳呢是围与太阳系中心的恒星
sun is the constant star in the solar system
它几乎是那个热电浆thermal plasma 跟这个磁场 magnetic field 所交织在一起的一个理想的球体。
It's an ideal sphere made from interaction between thermal plasma and magnetic field.
它的太阳的直径大约有140万公里。
So the diameter is almost 1,400,000 kilometers.
相当于地球的直径109倍。
It's about 109 times of the Earth.
太阳的 mass 那个质量是地球质量33万倍。
Its mass is 330,000 times of the Earth.
从化学组成来看，太阳的质量大概有1/4是氢。Hydrogen.
Three quarters of chemical composition is from hydrogen.
剩下来的几乎都是 helium.
The rest is helium.
包括有 oxygen, 有这个碳 carbon.
And some oxygen and carbon.
等等，在太阳的这个核心深处的温度，你知道有多高吗？
You know how high the sun's core temperature?
我告诉你。在太阳的核心的深处，那个温度是华氏2800万度。
28 million degrees Fahrenheit.
你知道现在 Irvine 这耳湾外面的温度多少？
You know the outside temperature right now?
按照天气报告，今天中午那个时候温度应该是华氏这个70度左右。
According to weather forecasts, around noontime, probably 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
阳光普照。
So sunny.
我很舒服。
Comfortable.
那我问你，如果你要享受太阳的温暖的话，你需不需要知道以上关于太阳详细的知识的资料呢？
Do you need the knowledge of sun to enjoy the warmth of the sun?
你需要知道太阳的直径是140万公里吗？
Do you need to know this is the diameter?
你需要知道太阳的这个质量大概3/4是氢，是 hydrogen 吗？
And do you need to know the chemical composition?
你需要知道太阳的核心的温度是2800万度吗？
Do you need to know the core temperature 28 million degrees Fahrenheit?
需不需要知道所有这些，你才能够到外面去享受太阳的温暖呢？需不需要？
Do you need to know all the detail to enjoy the sun outside?
当然不需要了。
Of course not.
走出教堂外面就可以享受太阳的温暖了。
Just walk outside this church, then you can enjoy the warm Southern California sun.
当然不是现在哦。
Not right now.
不要走出去。
Don't go out.
崇拜之后才出去。
So after worship.
同样，虽然我们不能够按照自己个人所期望、期待来敬拜神。
So in the same token, though we no longer worship God based on our own expectation.
虽然我们还是不能够完全的明白我们所敬拜的神，他三位一体的奥秘。
Even we can still comprehend the mystery of Trinity.
虽然我们不能够完全明白神的旨意。
Even though we can't understand God's will, sometimes.
但我们敬拜却含有真实、诚恳的成分。
We still worship with truth and sincerity.
这是我们信主后在我们生活上对上帝敬拜焕然一新。
That's why after accepting the Lord, we should worship God in a brand new way.
生活上更新的第二点，在工作得着更新。
So our work is renewed.
一位信主的人，他在生活上，他工作，他思想都会有更新。
Because the way to think and the behavior, everything is renewed.
如今他在工作上在日常的事务中所做所行的一切都是为了荣耀神。
Everything he does in order to glorify God.
保罗在哥林多前书第10:31这样说。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 31.
我们一起念，请。
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。English together. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
彰显神的荣耀，就是让别人从你身上看到主的爱。
Manifest the glory of God is to see the love of God in you.
看到主的恩典。
And see the grace of God in you.
看到主的怜悯。
And the mercy in you.
主的圣洁。
And the holiness in you.
神的公义。
And his righteousness in you.
主的信实。
And his faithfulness in you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，无论在什么的地方，无论在什么的场合，你能够彰显主的荣耀吗？
So do you manifest the glory of God everywhere and anything?
当你在家里可以吗？
So in your family,
在你工作的地方可以吗？
In your work,
在街道上，
on the street,
在开车的时候，
when driving,
在餐馆里面，
in restaurant,
在超市买菜的时候，
in supermarket shopping,
在电话上，
on the phone,
在电邮上，
on email,
那些的短信上，
and text,
别人能不能够从你身上看到耶稣呢？
People can see the glory of God through you.
生活上更新第三点，就是兴趣得着更新。
The third lead, our interest is renewed.
一位信主的人，在他生活上，他的兴趣都改变了。
So his interest changed.
从前他只是对于自己有利，有利的那些的他才有兴趣。
So in the past, only interest about himself.
他只是做对自己有好处的事情。
Only do something that is beneficial to himself.
追求他想要的一切。
Look after his own need.
但而今他的兴趣发生了改变。
Now he changed his interest.
现在他渴望遵守神的道。
So following God's will.
讨主喜悦。
Pleasing to God.
他渴望看到神的国度的兴旺。
Revive God's kingdom.
凡上帝喜悦的事，他都甘心乐意去做。
To do everything pleasing to God.
正如保罗在腓立比书第三章第八节。
As in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8.
这里说我们一起念请。
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。English together, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ.
有一位老姐妹，她带她的孙女，一道上街。
So there's an old sister took his granddaughter to the street.
当他们遇见一个乞丐的时候，那个老姊妹呢，就给他十块钱。
The bound into a beggar, the old sister gave $10.
后来他们看见救世军的那个慈善，那个红色的铁壶啊，那个 red kettle， 他呢老姊妹啊，他又投进五十块钱。
She gave $50 to the Salvation Army, the red kettle.
这个小孙女她就禁不住，就对这个老姐妹说：“奶奶。”你做了基督徒以后，损失不少啊。
So his granddaughter said, "You lost a lot after becoming a Christian."
老姐妹说：“是啊，我以前我认为很重要的事情，后来才知道那些的事物正是累赘的东西。”
So what I treasure in the past becoming a burden to me after becoming Christian.
那些东西拦阻我接受耶稣。
So those things actually impede me to be near Jesus.
依靠世上的财物，令我得不到没有心灵上的平安。
So relying on worldly wealth actually never gave me a peace.
我知道过去一心一意追求这个物质是一种的坏的习惯。
So it's no good for me to after material things.
自从我接受耶稣为救主之后，我在兴趣上有改变。
After received the Lord, my interest changed.
我将一切的罪都丢掉了。
So I got rid of all my sins.
贪心还有自私的意念完全不见了。
So no more greed or selfishness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brother and sister，
信主后兴趣上有改变，不是出于这个逼迫被勉强的，不是。
The change of interest after receiving Lord is not by compulsion or reluctance,
乃是出于甘心情愿
but by willingness.
如果你在兴趣上没有得到更新的话，盼望你祷告我们的神，求主帮助你。
If there's no renewal in your interest, pray to God. May God help you.
最后，生活上更新的第四点，关系得着更新。
So firstly, our relationship is renewed.
一位信主的人，他在他生活上，他跟别人的关系会有更新。
After receiving the Lord, your relationship with others will be renewed.
他如今可以做个更好的丈夫。
He can become a better husband.
更好的妻子。
Better wife.
更好的父亲。
Better father.
更好的母亲。
Better mother.
更好的儿女。
Better children.
更好的兄弟
，better brothers；
更好的姐妹
，better sisters；
更好的朋友
，better friends；
更好的亲戚
，better relatives；
更好的邻居
，better neighbors。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
your brother and sister.
在这个疫情中，让我们使用神给我们的机会。
So during the pandemic, God gave us many opportunity to be serve Him, to be serving Him.
用时间还有心思去更多的去关心别人。
So we can spend more time to care for others.
去查看能够为别人提供照顾还有帮忙的机会。
Pay attention to the opportunity to help others.
在这个史无前例的日子可能真的是神上帝应允我们这多年来的祷告去更多关心别人。
So this is a historic time for us to help others.
关心社区包括国外的社区。
Care for community, even the foreign communities.
我很欣赏你们南城县环境信会的网站。
So I like your website.
当一打开那个首页，我看到有一节的经文。
So on the website, there's a verse.
是那个约翰一书第三章第十八节。
That's a 1 John 3:18.
就是说，小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions.
是的，我们相爱不仅在言语上，而且要在行为上。
It's not just about lip service, but in action.
言语若没有行为，便显得空洞。
Talk without action is empty.
舌头若没有诚实，便显得虚假。
No truth in lips is false.
信主的人就是爱主的人。
A people believing in God is the one who loves God.
他们遵守主的诫命。
They follow God's command.
主耶稣在马可福音第十二章三十跟三十一节这样说。
So in Book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 30 and 31.
我们一起念，请。
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的。 English together: Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these.
如果我们真的信主，是主的门徒的话，我们有实践这两条的诫命。
So if we truly believe in the Lord, we should fulfill this and practice these two commands.
使我们跟人的关系在主里面不断的得到更新。
So that our relationships with others is continually renewed.
有一位画家每一次他这个画画的时候，他会在那一块那个画布上先涂上一层白色的色彩。
So a painter always put a coat of white on the canvas first.
他说这样的话才能够把整个画面显得更明亮。
So that they will show better brightness.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们信主的时候都是这样。
So when we believe in the Lord, it's the same way.
我们的生命，我们的生活，因着罪恶的缘故，都是灰暗的。
So our life and livings are the color of gray because of our sin.
耶稣来了，他的宝血就像一层的白色的色彩，将所有信靠他的人的罪恶、罪孽，那些灰暗都遮盖起来。
So Jesus is the precious blood, just like the white paint, cover all our greatness from the sin.
使我们的生命，我们的生活明亮起来，能够过一个精彩的人生。
So brighten our life and living, so that we can live a wonderful life.
但是我们必须先要来到神的面前，好好的对付自己的过犯。
But we need to come before the Lord admit our sins.
在神的面前好好的认错，他一定会除去我们的罪里面的这个污秽。
Repent, and he will get rid of all our sins.
使我们的人生 比雪更洁白。
So that will be whiter than snow.
一个重生得救的基督徒是一个新造的人。
A Christian is reborn.
保罗在哥林多后书五章十七节告诉我们说，我们念经。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。English together. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
很可惜，许多人宁可站在信徒生活的门槛上，而不这个根据神所赋予里头的新生命来建造他自己的灵命。
It's a pity that many believers prefer to stand on the threshold of the Christian life instead of going on to construct a soul in accordance with a new life that God has put within.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，现在是信徒重新思考生命的意义还有生命的价值的时刻。
So now is the time to reflect on the Christian life.
也是还没有信主的朋友们也需要思考生命的意义生命的丰盛的时刻。
And also for the non-believer reflecting on the abundance of life and living.
我们必须在主耶稣基督里有一个更新的生命。
We need to have a renewed life in Christ.
同时我们需要活出更新的生命。
Also living a renewed life.
你有生命和生活上的更新吗？
Do you have a renewed life and living?
我盼望你有。我盼望你有。
May God, I hope, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 希望你有。
You can have that.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
dear brother and sister,
今天早上盼望你能够细心的自我检讨。
So may everybody here reflect on yourself.
在你生命上，在你生活上有没有更新呢？
In your life and living, whether there's renewal,
有没有这个余剩的老我性情还没有曾还没有被摆脱呢。
So any old self still left?
求主帮助你勇敢地面对你的软弱。
So may God help you to face your weakness.
赐给你力量去改过。
Give you strength to change.
能够去旧迎新，在主里面真正活出一个更新的生命。
Reading the old, welcoming the new to live a new life in Christ.
亲爱的朋友，如果你愿意穿上新人
，Dear friend, if you're willing to put on the new self,
享受神赐给你新的生命
，Enjoy the new life that God gave you.
你需要认识我们的主耶稣
，You need to know Jesus Christ.
接受他成为你个人的救主
，Receive him as your personal savior.
让他洗净你的罪的污秽
，Let him wash all your sins.
求主帮助你去更认识他。
May God help you to know him better.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你透过你独生儿子耶稣基督赐给我们全备的救恩。
So thanks for the salvation through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们活出一个更新的生命。
Help us to live out a renewed life.
一个讨主喜悦还有荣耀你的名。
Pleasing to you and glorifying you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.